When Republican Congressman Roger Marshall announced he'd be running for Senate, that opened up Kansas's first district seat. Six candidates, two Democrats and four Republicans, have filed for the office. Corinne Boyer of the Kansas News Service interviewed them about where they stand on major issues ahead of the August 4th primary.
Kansas's first congressional district, known as the Big First, stretches east of Manhattan, south to Hutchinson, and west all the way to the Colorado border. The economy here is dominated by agriculture. It's home to farms, cattle, feedlots, and meatpacking plants. But this year has taken a toll on the largely rural district. Western Kansas counties with meatpacking plants had some of the highest numbers of COVID-19 cases in the state. Commodity and cattle prices have been unstable. Now there's a drought. Callie Barnett, a teacher, is running as a Democrat. She grew up on a farm in Garden City and taught for 12 years before getting into politics.
I found myself in a place in 2018 when all the teacher strikes were happening. I started a conversation and saying, you know, there needs to be more teachers in Congress and women in Congress and people at the federal level who can fight for our teachers who are striking around the country.
Barnett is one of six candidates seeking to go to Washington. They all support agriculture, but differ on big issues like climate change and how the COVID-19 crisis was handled. Republican Bill Clifford is a public figure in western Kansas as a Finney County commissioner. He's also an ophthalmologist and has seen the healthcare side of the pandemic. Clifford says the county has worked to bend the curve. But nationally, he saw an overreach with shutdowns in blue states.
I do think this pandemic has brought it home to citizens how arbitrarily their rights can be taken away by government. And as a conservative, I totally disagree with that approach.
He says people still need to listen to experts and doctors,
so that we will not spread this virus and not create a second wave and further economic harm.
Christy Davis is also a Democrat seeking the congressional seat. She owns a historic preservation business in Cottonwood Falls. She sees a parallel between farms going under in the 1980s and today.
We're in a situation now where we've got an economic crisis and there are people benefiting, for instance, now by an inflated, you know, cost of meat. And it's not, what we're seeing is it's not the producers. So I certainly err on the side of the folks who are doing the work every day, the producer side.
Tracy Mann, a Republican, served as a lieutenant governor under former Governor Jeff Collier. He lives in Salina and is a realtor. He says he's a big proponent of agriculture and doesn't like the, quote, march towards socialism he's seen in Washington.
When I see efforts to, you know, socialize medicine and grow the government and a movement away from capitalism, you know, away from free markets, that's very alarming to me.
Jerry Molstad is a physician's assistant who lives in La Crosse. He says cattle producers are suffering and not getting paid fairly. But without immigrants, he says there wouldn't be a beef industry.
Let them in, and I say identify who they are, give them their permits, and let them work. There's tons of jobs that people will not take, but we don't have resources to take care of our own needs.
Michael Sudart is also running as a Republican, but didn't return requests for an interview. On August 4th, voters will ultimately decide which candidates, one Democrat and one Republican, will compete for a U.S. House seat. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Corinne Boyer in Garden City.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. To read about where the first congressional district candidates stand on major issues, go to ksnewsservice.org.